Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Ernie. We conducted an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinion. Your name was just chosen at random. Do you have a few minutes?
I'm sorry, about what?
This is a survey that we're conducting and we want to include your opinion to it. Do you have a couple of minutes where you can help me out with it?
I suppose.
All right, thank you so much. Now, keep in mind that I'm just reading verbatim, okay? Now, do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Thank you so much. Now, and what year is your date of birth? I'm sorry.
92.
92? Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
Yes, I'm registered to vote.
Okay. Now, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Now, what is your race? Is it white, black, African-American, American Indian, or less Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, or Middle Eastern?
I'm black.
Black, okay, thank you. Now, in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The first one, your own future.
Positive.
Positive? Okay. What about the future of the planet?
Not so much.
Okay. So would that be positive or negative?
Negative.
Okay. What about the future of the country?
Negative.
Negative. Thank you. Now, how much power do you feel that young women have to make changes on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make changes on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that young women have no power at all, and 10 means that young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community. From 0 to 10, how will you scale that?
3.
Okay, thank you. Now, of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? The first one, economic and cost of living, student loans, education, mental health, climate change, national security, racism and discrimination, healthcare, gun violence, crime, immigration, abortion access. Which ones?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, young people, don't seem to care about the issues that's going on today.
Okay.
So, I'm going to say abortion. They are upset they can't get abortions anymore, so I'm going to go with that one.
Okay, and you can choose on 2 more if you want to. And that's the reason why we're reaching out to you, because your opinion is very important to the research that we're doing. So you said abortion. We have immigration, crime, okay.
Crime.
Okay. Is that going to be...
So, I'll say just gun control.
Guns control? Okay, so that would be gun violence. Okay. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Is it advancing in your career, improving or maintaining mental health, caring for senior family members, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, contributing to positive change in your community, improving or maintaining physical health, hobbies and free time activities, having or caring for children, work-life balance, economic security and financial independence, or your education, if you had to choose all 3 of this?
My kids.
Okay.
I would like to further my education.
Education, okay.
And one of the first ones you said...
I have improving or maintaining mental health, caring for senior.
Yeah, my mental health.
Okay. Now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3. The first one, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend, your personality, being young, being a member of your racial, ethnic group, your hobbies or interests, your profession, your sexual orientation, your spiritual, religious belief, being American, and being a woman.
Being a woman, spiritual,
okay.
And my beliefs.
Your beliefs, okay.
Well, that was spiritual. gonna go with that.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? Is it dread, pride, anger and frustration, exhaustion, hope, disappointment and sadness, happiness? Which one?
Usually neither, because I don't really care for politics, but I'm going to say dread.
Dread, okay.
It's very dreadful out here.
Okay. Now, which of the following statement comes closest to your own opinion? The first one is statement A. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions to the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now that to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
I want to say C realistically, but I'm gonna, before your survey, I'm going to say B.
B, okay.
But the answer really is B.
Okay. Okay. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? The first one, systematic racism, power-hungry politicians seeking control, divisions and gridlock between political parties, corporate money has too much influence, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most of people, too many old white men in power, the two-party system, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard.
All of that.
Okay.
All of the above.
All of the above. Okay, let me go ahead and choose all of them. Okay, so it's only telling me three of them. I'm sorry.
Well, the first three.
Okay, the first. Okay, let me go ahead and click on this one so they can go away. Here it goes. Now, how much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The first one, President Biden.
A little bit.
A little? Okay. What about community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions?
They're pretty good. Nonprofits, they're pretty good.
So would that be a lot or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about ballot initiatives like proposed laws that public votes on directly?
Not at all.
Okay.
Wait,
Congress?
What are the answers?
What about the Congress?
No.
Okay. The Supreme Court?
Nope.
Okay. So would that be a little or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay.
All of them besides.
What about your state government?
It's good here.
Okay, so is
Tennessee,
that a lot or somewhat?
I would say a lot for Tennessee.
A lot. And the last one would be your city government.
I'll say a lot.
A lot, okay. Thank you so much for helping me out. We're almost through with the survey, okay? Now, you would now hear some brief description of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, and et cetera. The first one, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Do you think that's very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
I guess it's somewhat motivating.
Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take care into consideration in admissions. Do you think that's very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all?
Somewhat unmotivating.
Oh, okay. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade. Do you think that's very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all?
I would say it's motivating. I mean, I think there should be special cases, but more than likely, people are just having sex and then just killing these babies because they don't want them.
Okay. So would that be very or just somewhat?
I mean, I think it's a good thing that they stopped it.
Mm-hmm. So in your opinion, would that be very motivating or just somewhat motivating?
Oh, right. That's right. I would say,
I'm sorry.
I would say very. Very, I forgot okay. I'm supposed to be answering like that.
Yeah. Because I gotta click on what you give me. It's like, it's not, I cannot, you know, assume an answer and then click
okay,
on
okay,
it.
Gotcha, okay, gotcha.
And the last one will be, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ rights customers and deny them services. Do you think that's very motivating? Somewhat. Oh, unmotivated or not at all?
Unmotivated.
Okay. Will that be somewhat or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. Now, how likely are you to participate in the following? The first one, sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or in social media. Is that very likely for you? Somewhat likely,
yeah.
Not very likely, or not at all?
Very likely.
Okay. Attending a protest.
Not likely. Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Signing
well,
a petition. I'm sorry.
I don't
Go
know.
Ahead.
I guess it depends on the protest.
Okay.
I'm gonna say somewhat. I'm gonna say
somewhat
for that one.
Okay. And what about signing a petition?
I'll do that. Likely. Very likely.
Okay. Thank you. And what about boycotting a company?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Voting in elections.
I did vote, so like that's likely.
Okay. Very or just somewhat.
Oh, very likely.
Okay. Contacting or attending an event with your elected representative.
With my what?
Elected representative. You know,
official. I'd go. Somewhat.
Okay. So would that be very likely or just somewhat likely?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. And the last one, volunteering for an advocacy organization.
Possible. I would say somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in election, please think about the barriers that may have made it hard for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers that people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections? You may choose up to three. The first one, voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Number two, inconvenience like long lines, a distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. Number three, your mail and ballot didn't arrive on time. Number four, you didn't know enough about the candidates. Number six, you did not have time to vote. Number seven, the candidates didn't present your values. Number eight, you didn't know how or when to vote or register. Number nine, you didn't think your vote would be counted properly. Number 10, there was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Or number 11, none of the above because you always vote.
they have one where you can put none of the above. I don't think
that's yeah, so they have none of the above because you always vote. And then they have another one that says none of the above because you face other obstacles.
No, I always vote for the most part.
Okay, so which one do you want me to click
on? You can do the one for always vote. I've only voted twice, I think.
Okay. Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like by voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives. The first one, the Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. There are critical investments in sustainability and equality for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our community stronger and faster. Do you think that you will engage a lot more with that, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a less, I'm sorry, a lot less?
A lot less.
A lot less, okay. Now, the next one, we've seen hardworking people rise up in the union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Would that be engaged a lot more for you, a little less, or a lot less?
A little less.
Okay. And the last one, the Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half of $0 minimum wage earners. and insurers' balance don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. I'm sorry. Does that make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
A lot more. Okay, thank you so much. Now, where are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose up to two. Is it Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, local TV news stations, national TV news stations, Instagram, podcasts, TikTok, news or informational articles online, international news or outlets?
Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. Now, thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You can choose up to two. Is it hobbies, tips, or hacks, healthy, beauty, self-care, news, current events, government, politics, humor, memes, sports, music, business, finance, science, technology, shows, movies? Which one?
Music and science.
Music and science. Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, here you go.
Okay.
Science.
I bought another pineapple. I cut it up. It's in the clear bowl in there.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I got my GED and I also went back to be a certified nursing assistant. So I have a certification.
Okay. So which one should I put here? Should I put associate degree or bachelor's? Or should I just put high school graduate?
GED. Well, high school graduate, I guess.
Okay. Now, do you consider yourself heterosexual, lesbian, gay, bisexual, or something else?
I used to be, but I'm straight now.
You're straight? Okay. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
So living with a partner.
You're living with a partner? Okay. Now, are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat, I guess.
Democrat, okay. Now, do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong one.
Okay. Now, how will you describe your employment status right now? Are you working full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, or a student?
Well, I just had a baby, so right now I'm unemployed, but by the end of this month, I'll be back to work full time.
Awesome. Now, for who did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Who was it? Who was in the election?
It says here Joe Biden or Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, I voted for Biden.
Okay. Now, last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. The first one, less than $24,999, $25,000 to $34,999,
the second one, okay.
Now, that was the last question on my survey tonight. I want to thank you so much for helping me out. You're the first person that I spoke today all day. I know your time is very valuable, plus you have a baby. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. I don't usually answer my phone, but I
got lucky then.
I don't answer numbers that I don't know, so...
I got lucky then.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day and a great week.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.